Appreciate you giving me a call, and I appreciate you giving us time here at Upcoming Disc. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me on. Covering all Wild Hearts.
Yeah, and watched it last night.
Good.
This is basically a Ricky Schroeder family affair, I suppose.
It is a family movie made by the Schroeder family. Absolutely. So all six Schroeders were involved in the production and on camera, every one of us. And it was just a great experience. My family got to know me in a way that they've never known me.
I'll bet.
And I got to know them in a new way. And so it was really, really cool.
Well, and for a lot of your family, it appears like this was kind of their first foray into the business that you've been involved with for such a long time. How did that come about that it just came up that, hey, let's do a family Schroeder project? How did that all come about?
It came about because I've held my daughter and my wife and I have held Camry back from performing since she's 6 years old, practically. She's wanted to be an actress. And, she got to the point where she was going to do it with or without dad and mom. And
Right.
we figured, you know what? She's got an incredible amount of raw talent. And I really wanted to be her first director and wanted to, just sort of make sure she had as great an experience as she could.
Sure.
And so that was the genesis of it. And we sort of looked at each other and said, let's find an idea. And so we just started, thinking about it. My wife and daughter came back to me with the concept for the movie, and I said, I like it. And I sat down and wrote the first draft of the script, and my wife helped out quite a bunch with the writing, with Willow's character's voice and the
Right.
mother and the Malibu dynamic of the movie. And, it was just an idea sitting around the table. Let's make a
Sure.
movie. And we actually got to do it.
Well, yeah, how many families get to do that?
I know. I don't know if it's ever been done like that. And it was really cool. Like I said, I would do it again. And, the unexpected benefits of it were that I got to know my daughter and my rest of my family in a way that I'd never known them.
Sure.
And they earned my respect in a really professional way. And I think they got to know their dad in a way that they never knew him, me. And that was really the unexpected benefit of all of it.
Well, you certainly have a reputation of how important your family is to you. If I recall correctly, I mean, you walked away from NYPD Blue basically to spend time with your family. Is that not true?
There was small, I can't say small. There was a family, I did walk away from that because it was a family medical issue. And with my wife, and we had a miscarriage, and it was really hard on our family.
Sure.
And so that's what happened with my exit on NYPD Blue.
Yeah.
And I don't have a huge social life. I don't have
You mean you're not a Hollywood partier?
I don't have 10 guy friends from high school, and you know what I mean? Like, I
Yeah.
just have my family. So
Well,
like,
there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing
yeah.
to complain about with that. Now, you said you tried to keep Camry away from it a little bit. Was there a reason why you were kind of trying to avoid getting her into business?
Well, yeah, I know how hard it is to be a child actor, not only on the child actor, but for the rest of the family.
Yeah.
The parents of a child actor, the siblings of a child actor, they all pay a price.
Right.
And I didn't want my family to pay that price.
Yeah. Well, but you're a good role model because you went against the grain. I mean, you're one of the few that didn't, have car chases on TV with the cops or spending every other week in rehab. So, I mean, you really broke that mold. So she certainly had a good role model as far as a child actor.
Well, she's also seen how challenging it is to every after every job an actor's unemployed. All of my kids have seen that.
Right.
They're not under any disillusionment of what it takes to be in this business. And so, my kids have never really flat out asked me for advice. I think they've learned most things from watching me.
Right.
As kids do, they watch everything.
So does Cambry really always get her own way?
I have definite lines that I won't cross,
Right.
and that's like curfew time and how late you can be on the road and, being around people that I don't know and things like that.
Sure.
So she gets her way most of the time, except when I think that there's a safety issue involved.
Right.
And then I just draw the line that this is the line you're going to
Sure.
cross. And it just, I had this talk with her last night. I said, you know, she's 16, it's summertime, and she wants to be out to all hours.
Sure.
And I said, you know, look at little Faith, our you know, the youngest. Can you imagine letting Faith, Cambry, who's like a second mom to her,
Right.
go out to a place you don't know, where she doesn't, where you don't know the people where she's going to hang out.
Right.
And she's going to be there at 11 p.m. Can you imagine doing that with Faith?
Sure.
And so, you know, when you're 16, you don't, you know, you don't, I remember being 16. Your parents can't tell you anything.
Right. Well, of course, people who haven't seen the movie yet know kind of where that line comes from.
Yeah.
You kind of repeat that.
That line
character.
Comes from the movie.
Yeah.
She is used to getting her own way.
Yeah, it's kind of an ongoing theme, in fact, in the
Yeah,
film, so.
Willow's a strong-willed young lady. And,
yeah, she is.
I definitely have three strong-willed women living in my home. My sons are out now, and
okay.
they're older, but I'm totally outnumbered. Help.
Yeah. Well, now let me ask you a question. There's so many Schroeders in here. I got to ask you, is the dog a Schroeder too?
Yeah.
I thought so.
My hound dog, Ziggy, made a guest starring role in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he's handsome, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He's a nice looking dog.
Yeah, he's my buddy.
Well, now, what about the whole, the plot about the horses and such like that? I know you guys have had, like, I guess, a ranch. So is this something that comes from your own experience? You guys seem to be pretty comfortable around these horses. Is this something you guys do a lot of?
Yeah, we definitely enjoy the Western culture, lifestyle, and horses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the real issue in Wild Hearts is about a wild Mustang, and you know, and there's a real issue in the world going on right now, in America anyway,
right.
About wild Mustangs and horses.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's one side that says there's too many, and there's one side that says there's not enough.
Right.
And, you know, and so when you really look at the issue, you know, you have to remember that these wild horses that we have left,
right.
they pulled the pioneers' wagons. They plowed their fields. They fought the wars for the
right.
cavalry and the army.
Yeah.
These are a piece of Americana history.
Sure.
And they deserve, in my opinion, a place of cherished honor in our history. And they are a living testament to who we are today. And so, you know, I wanted to address that a little bit in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I understand too many is too many, but I also understand that there's lots of room out there for them. Let's find that
yeah.
balance and do what's right for the horses.
Well, and the movie absolutely covers both aspects of the argument. I mean, you guys,
yeah.
especially in that talk, there's a nice touching moment where you're talking with your daughter about that,
yeah.
where you see both points of view, where there really are two
very
valid arguments.
There are two schools of
arguments.
Thought. And, you know, how many is too many, and how many is too little? And that's the rub. Some people say that there should be a million. Some people say there should be none.
Right.
And so, you know, but I think most reasonable people agree that they need to have a place
yeah.
here, and you know, always have a place here.
Now, how about these horses? Were these your horses?
No, these were trained, you know, trained movie horses.
Okay.
Tommy was his name that played Bravo, and
right.
You know, it's challenging working with a horse in that way because horses, right. like everybody, have great days and tough days, and
sure.
some days they get tired and they don't want to perform. And just remember, you're dealing with an animal.
Right.
You're dealing with a potentially dangerous animal
mm-hmm.
because every horse in the world thinks that everything wants to eat it.
Right.
So, you know, if a car door slams or a person yells, the horse can scare.
Right.
And so, you know, the only time I ever felt myself like a dad on the set, because I was treating my kids like I was the director,
uh-huh.
that the only time I ever felt like a dad was when really Cambry was on the horse and it was rearing and things.
Right.
And, you know, I was thinking as a dad, like, maybe we should put the stunt double on and pull her off.
Sure. But, of course, she probably didn't want any parts of that, did she?
No, no, no. She's 16 and you think you're invincible.
Exactly. So do you plan on revisiting these characters? Because it seems like there's some stories to tell with these characters.
I sure hope I get an opportunity to. I'd love to turn turn this actually into a series. Mm-hmm. I think there could be a lot of great stories to mine in that world. And, you know, even if it's not a series, maybe another movie or two, right. But we'll have to see, you know. I haven't talked to Hallmark yet.
Now, that's the other question I was going to ask. So this originally aired on Hallmark.
Yep.
It's now coming out on DVD.
Yeah.
And so...
July 9th, VOD, DVD.
Right.
Yep.
And it's basically...
There's July 8th again on Hallmark, I think.
Oh, they're going to air it again on Hallmark?
I think so.
Cool. So right after the 4th of July holiday. So it's kind of, especially when you talk about the Americana aspect of it, it's kind of perfect timing, isn't it?
It really is. I didn't think about that, but it is. Yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely perfect timing. Well, I know they only gave us a few minutes here, so I'm not going to tie you up anymore. But can you tell me quick, what other future projects do you have in store for us? Is there anything else we're going to see you or your family doing, whether this goes or not, with more of the Wild Hearts?
Well, you know, I'm just taking some time to reflect. I've done quite a bit of, you know, I've had a long career, done quite a bit of things, accomplished quite a bit of things in the writing, directing, and producing world now. I just had a reality TV show on Fox called Starting Strong, the U.S. Army, that I'm real proud of. And so I don't know what is next for me right now. And, you know, that's the interesting thing about being an actor or producer, director is, you know, after every project, you got to figure out what's next.
Yeah.
And so I'm just going to take a little time this summer, enjoy my kids, and
then come
up with a plan.
Well, how about Cambry? Does she? You know, this must have given her a bug. Now, does she have some stuff in mind she wants to do now?
You know, she's taking it slow. She's an 11th grader next fall, and she's on the high school swim and dive team, and she's not rushing into anything, and I like that. She's got a real business mind, and you know, she's sort of lots of ideas for products and things that she wants to develop. So I'm not sure what she's gonna do.
Yeah.
But whatever she wants to do, I'll help her.
Sure. That's what a dad does, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've managed to keep your family far from that Hollywood typical Hollywood family, and you should be congratulated for that, really.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate that, man.
There's a lot of family value in the film. This is a good movie for the family, and that's getting more and more rare these days as well. So this is something you can enjoy with your kids.
Thank you very much, man. I really appreciate that.
No, I thank you very much, and we appreciate getting the opportunity to talk to you and to see the film, and hopefully we'll see another one, and we'll get to talk to you about that one soon.
Okay, man. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Have a good 4th of July.